Jerry Seinfeld.
I was a talented individual. How the hell do you think I got the job? They came by and they said, you want to be on the show? I said, I got talent. Let me do an audition. We need someone to do George's parents.
Why are you so angry?
And I said, I do. I'm not angry.
Okay.
You're angry. You're all angry.
Do you ever do that woman?
Who?
Your wife on the Seinfeld show.
Oh, for God's sakes, not cow? What do you think I am? I think my wife, Ann Mira, is a lovely and talented lady. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
She's a talented lady, and she's very good to me, and so I'd never mess around on her. Don't you forget that.
I'd never forget that.
No, I won't forget it.
Don't forget that. Look me in the eye. She's talented. Why would I mess around on her?
What about your commercials you do for Nike where you're Vince Lombardi?
What's that?
The commercials you do for Nike where
that's another opportunity. They saw me and they said, you know, there's a resemblance there. Sure. And you both are from New York. And why don't you come down and read the script? And so I said, I'd love to. Okay. And then they just gave me Vince Lombardi stuff to read. Sure. And I put on a hat. It's not a Packers hat.
No, it's not.
You know, we could be sued for that. So we're not wearing a Packers hat.
It's a generic hat.
We're not wearing a Packers hat. What I'm wearing is a regular hat with a generic green and yellow logo on it.
Okay.
Because otherwise we'd be in court all day.
Sure, yeah.
Can't have that.
No.
For cockamamie court, you know, saying, hey, you're trying to be someone who's dead. I know that. The world knows that.
You should be dead. Your show business career should be dead. Right, you're resurrected.
That's
you know
right.
You're
like a phoenix.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'll take that.
You were dead and you came back.
I'll take that. I came back. Like Jesus. Let me write that down. Let me get a pen. Let me put my specs on and I'll write that down.
You seem like
Jerry
a guy.
Stiller, shut up a second.
Okay, all right.
Jerry Stiller is like Jesus Christ.
Now, are you?
He's risen from the embers.
Are you being yourself, or are you still in character from your role as George Costanza's father?
I'm being myself. That's what it is. It's typecasting. This is the way I'm always talking. And if you have a problem with that, you can take it up with my attorney.
You have high blood pressure?
For God's sakes, I don't have high blood pressure.
Just asking.
You're not patronizing me, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'll tell you nothing. That really will get under my skin. I'll tell you. I remember. I've been with the greats. I've been on Sullivan many years. I got all the good ones. King, Myron Cohen. All the great comics. All the guys that really had to scrape and work. Murray. Not today.
What do you think of Jerry? What do you think of Jerry Seinfeld?
He's a big pussy.
Oh, he's a big pussy.
Everything's handed to him, you know, for God's sakes. I'm one of the guys from the trenches. Yeah. I laid out the groundwork so all these guys can come in and reap the reward.
Okay.
It's Jerry Stiller. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Let me get a glass of water here. Hold on a second.
Is that water?
Yeah, all right. Let me sit down.
Right, now you're calmed down.
Yeah, I'll sit down, okay?
Right, sit down.
Don't agitate me.
Have a seat.
Don't agitate me. Answer me.
What?
Don't agitate me. Say yes.
We're trying not to.
Yes.
Agitate.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. There we are. Now, what would you like to talk about? Is there anything I could do for either one of you? I would be glad to answer any questions you would have for me. What can I say?
How does your real son, Ben Stiller?
He's a troubled boy.
Oh, really? You don't let me finish the question.
I know what the question's going to be. I get it asked all the time. I do lots of interviews.
All right, what was the question?
Hey, well, you want to know, is Ben Stiller jealous of my success?
Well, yes, in a nutshell, that would be the question.
The answer would be yes.
He is.
Why should I lie to you? Mm-hmm. He's very upset. He's very upset that his father is actually exposed more on Seinfeld and now with the ESPN. It kills him, but he doesn't tell me. He doesn't share that with me. He doesn't tell me because we don't have that close a relationship.
Do you have a closer relationship?
I know he's jealous, and he's jealous of Ann Mira, too, who still is a marvelous, beautiful actress.
Oh, she's a piece of ass.
What the hell is that, a piece of ass? What are we, in a locker room here? Is this the army? And what are we talking about, a piece of ass? Are you calling my wife a piece of ass? I'll show you my ass if you're going to say that.
No, who do you feel is really your son? Do you feel it's your son, Ben, or your TV son, George? Who are you closer to?
Well, I'll answer that in a second after I get a glass of water.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
Just a second.
The question is, who do you feel closer to now, your son, Ben, or your television
my son, Ben, or my television son?
George Costanza.
Well... That's an interesting question. I'm an old man, so it's a...
Could you talk into the microphone, please?
Pardon me?
Talk into the microphone,
jeez,
please.
It's radio. I've been around since radio, before TV was even invented.
Yeah.
I think that my favorite is George. Jason Alexander.
You like the actor better than your
own son.
You don't like him,
son, because he's so jealous of me. And, you know, he always wants to come around and say, hey, Dad, you're so successful. I'm like, go away. Have your own career. Direct a good movie, for God's sake.
Is Ann Mara in any way related to Mike O'Mara?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Really?
She dropped the O when she came over from the old country. Her grandparents' grandparents, there was an O there. But she said the O won't sell. You won't be a big star if you have the O there. So toilet the O. Throw it in the trash. And I said, I'll go along with that, but why do you have to keep your name? Why can't you be Ann Stiller? Ann Stiller, share my name. But no, she was taller, she was meaner, and she slapped me across the face and
said,
she's prettier. She's a lovely actress. And she's still working, thank God, as we both are.
What is she doing?
Huh?
What is she doing?
She's acting. That's what I just
acting
said.
Acting at what?
She's doing soap operas. She plays a maid on one of those Days of Our Children shows.
I just saw her recently on something.
She's on Days of Our Children. Okay. Days of My Children. Yeah. She's great on it. She's a talented lady.
Yeah,
we were a great team, you know. We were a combo act.
Comedy team.
A combo act for years, and it was a big star. Sullivan, let me tell you right now.
What?
Sullivan loved us. Sullivan would have us on all the time because he thought it. He said, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. I think I remembered him. He said it one time, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira are the cat's meow. And I said, that's great for Pete's sake, for crying out loud. How do you like them? Let me hike up my trousers.
All right, please, listen, I got to do a break here. Can you stay and be the...
Do a break, pay your bills. I understand where that's coming from.
We need you to be our announcer here for Low Budget Jeopardy.
Huh?
Low Budget Jeopardy?
It'd be a pleasure. I would love to do it. I certainly hope that you're enjoying having a big star in your studio.
Hey, could you say something as we go to break? Like, this is George Costanza's father, and you know, we'll be right back.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that for you.
Okay.
When do you want me to
right
do
now,
it?
Cue Jerry Stiller. Here he goes.
All right. This is Mr. Costanza. This is George Costanza's father. Don't touch the dial, because we'll be right back. For cockamamie. Don't go away, you bunch of perverts. No nudity this time. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. It's a clean show today because I'm here.
Yeah.
God bless you all. We'll be right back.
All right. Nice job, Jerry.
Thanks a lot. I need a drink of water. Hey, calm down.
Take your pants up.
I'll have my trousers.
Take a load off. Be right back.
An unknown 20th century poet.
Oh, what's his name?
Newman.
Sure, it's sick, but these days, what isn't? The Don and Mike Show.
We didn't have any clips from Jerry Seinfeld's show with you, so that's a clue. I think you were featured on that episode, but you had a cameo or something.
I had a cameo. I've been on a lot of shows. I don't have to, you don't have to schmooze my ego. I'll handle it just right. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Don't worry about me. I'm A-okay. But where's that two-girl show you promised me?
What two-girl show?
You said you'd show me the two girls, and I'd have a two-girl show. Your producer specifically told me that I'd have a two-girl show when I'd come down to do your show.
Are you talking about the kind of two-girl show that I got for my birthday?
Yeah, the one with the vibrator. Where the hell are they?
We don't give anybody two-girl shows for just coming down and being on Jeopardy.
I wanna specify that I'm faithful to my wife and Mira,
right.
But I want to see the two-girl show sometime before the day's over.
All right, I tell you what, it'll be with Tootie and with
Tootie
from The Facts of Life.
Oh,
with Tootie and Joe from The Facts of Life.
I'll wait for it with reckless abandon. I'm excited about this.
All right, we're playing Low Budget Jeopardy. We're here with. We are here with the Jerry Stiller. What, Jerry?
Don't worry. Just read your cards. Do the thing that you're doing here with the people. Come on.
All right, we'll play Low Budget Jeopardy.
I don't need any help from either one of you.
Okay. All right, let's meet our contestants.
All right. Help me through here. What are we doing?
You go to the contestants.
In front of you there.
Courtney, she's the first challenger.
Okay.
From Sioux City.
Hi.
All right. Here is the first... person, sorry.
No, that's
I know
how
not,
you do it.
I'm not going.
You say,
right.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy.
And now entering the studio.
Now entering the studio is a contestant.
There you go.
She's a student from Morningside College in Sioux City. Let's say hi to Courtney Neff.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
And now entering the studio.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
You got circles?
You got circles? I got circles. That's AT&T, a very profitable commercial. I'll relax. Let me have a glass of water and hike up my trousers.
That's one of the commercials you and your TV wife got from being on the Jerry.
That mirror.
No. She's the girl who's George Costanza's mom.
She smells.
And she got an ad, too. She does like a Metamucil ad or something, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does for constipation. She's got the face for it. We don't get along. All right. And now entering the studio.
Who's our other contestant?
I'd like to read the card. I've got it in my hand here.
All right. Okay. Who is it?
Yeah, this is a carpenter from Westminster, right. Maryland. Let's say hi to Steve Singer.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, LQ.
Hi, Steve.
Glad to be part of the game today.
Well, here we go. Let's start this program.
Now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Courtney and Steve. Don't screw with LQ. Say hi to Alex, Trybeck, Geronimo.
Thank you, Jerry. And hello, Courtney. Hello, Steve.
Hey,
kids. Now, listen, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, please. I live with my mom, wearing clip-on tie, my suit's by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. That is LQ Lord Quizmaster, and always call him. Jerry, will you put the papers down, please?
I've got lots of papers over here.
Too many.
I need a recycling bin.
Jerry Stiller or George Costanza's father.
For Pete's sake, I need a trash can.
Vince Lombardi. Here are your categories, guys.
Where do I put
the
garbage?
Here's your categories for Low Budget Jeopardy. They are Name That Captain.
Name That Captain.
Bill Murray movies.
Ah, Bill Murray, a very talented youngster.
Who said that?
Who said that? Is that the quotes?
Yes.
All right, I can remember that.
Current events?
Yeah.
And name that celebrity bra size.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, all right, the cornerstone. We found it, the motherlode.
Here they are again. Name that captain.
Yeah, with the bra.
Bill Murray movies.
Bill Murray movies with women in bras.
Who said it?
Who said it wearing a bra?
Hey, I love the episode of Jerry Seinfeld where Kramer was making the bra for you.
Male
bra.
The male bra, which was a fine product. Not only on the show, but I would use it in real life.
The man's ear.
I would.
Current events and name the celebrity bra size. And Courtney, you are a girl. We like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Okay, I'd like to start with current events for a buck.
That's a nice start. He and his new bride had their honeymoon photoed by the tabloids.
Who is Pamela Anderson?
Oh, duh.
Oh, for God's sakes, we've got a loser already. Steve!
That would be current events.
Current events, Steve Singer.
Who is JFK?
No, I'm sorry. Not unless you got a shovel.
No, I'm sorry.
It's JFK Jr.
JFK Jr. I was there for the original. A fine man. Courtney, you're in control.
I like current events.
All right, let's see if you get this one for two. Russian leader suffering health problems.
Boris Yeltsin.
No. Not in the form of a question.
And that means, Steve, that it's your opportunity to steal. Oh, way to go.
Who is Boris Yeltsin?
There you go, Steve.
$2. We have our first points. We've got our first points, and it's time for Steve Singer to select again.
I would like to close out current events, please.
All right, the last question of this category. Site of Sunday night's presidential debate.
Where is Hartford, Connecticut?
Right.
$3 for Steve, and you can move on to another category.
Alrighty, let's go with Bill Murray movies, please, for one.
All right, Bill Murray movies, the very personable Bill Murray, for one. Co-starred in this movie with the late John Candy.
What is...
Oh.
I'm sorry, we have to move on to Courtney.
Hold on, we have a special John Candy buzzer. There's...
All right. That was a thought.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic.
That's another cornerstone of the show.
That's marvelous. That's funny. Courtney, your chance to steal, Dolly.
What is Groundhog Day?
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Well.
No, I'm sorry. It's a
I love that.
Stripes.
That's great. That font.
Yeah. Stripes. Oh,
those fonts are funny. Yeah. Steve, you're in control. Select again. Come
let's
on now.
Let's stick with Bill Murray movies, please.
All right, this Bill Murray movie co-starred Andy McDowell.
Not a guess.
Courtney, it's your chance to steal.
What is...
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, I don't know.
What truck did these two just fall off of?
My God, what's the matter? There's a giant vacuum.
No, that one's Groundhog Day.
All right, now, Steve, you're in control. Try to speed it up. Come on.
Bill Murray movies for three, please.
You'll never get this one, then. Co-star Gina Davis.
Oh, yeah, what is Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Courtney, it's your chance to steal. It's good. It's a good time for you to get some points.
I don't know. League of Their Own.
Yeah, and no.
Oh, my God. Man.
No, that one was a quick change. He was a bank robber.
This is the problem.
What's wrong?
With the American educational system. It's not working.
They don't know their movies.
Bulletin, it's not working.
All right, let's move on to another category.
Name that captain for one.
Steve, now this one should be easy, all right?
All right.
Name that captain, kids. He's famous for knowing Mr. Green Jeans.
Who is Captain Kangaroo?
Yes.
$1 for you, Steve. You're doing well.
Captains for two.
He's famous for using the magic word Shazam.
Oh.
Who is Captain America?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Courtney. It's your chance to steal, darling.
Who is Captain Gomer Pyle?
No, Too bad it wasn't Captain Doofus. No, it's that's Captain Marvel. That's not an easy one.
Courtney, I feel for your predicament. Steve, you're in control.
Captain's for three.
This captain is famous for racing gerbils on television.
Who is Captain Chesapeake?
No.
Courtney, it's your chance to steal.
Captain Kirk, I don't know.
I know.
Yes.
That, I'm going to check my memory banks, would be Captain 20.
Yes, that's right.
He raced the gerbils.
He was the TV host that had me on the program where you picked the winning gerbil and you won a banana seed bicycle.
That's right, and no one was better at it. He raced those gerbils and the kids loved him.
Yeah.
And that means Steve's in control.
I'd like to go with who said that for one.
All right, who said that? I beg your pardon.
Courtney, it's your chance to steal, my love.
Who is Wayne on Wayne's World?
No,
that would be Major Bill Smith.
Ah,
Bill
Smith. Pardon. An enormous talent. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Your chance. Go again.
Who said that for two?
That sounds scrumptious.
That would. Who is Major Bill Smith?
Yes.
That sounds scrumptious.
$2. All right, there you go, Steve. Select again.
Who said that for three?
He's confident.
There'll be a momentarily pause while there's some technical support being added to the program.
I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Who was Major Bill Smith?
There you go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Congratulations, Steve. You've done very well in that category, but now it's time to move on to another.
Let's go to name that bra size or whatever it is, or celebrity bra size.
Yes,
for one.
Yes, the last category. Now, Mr. Stiller, what is the score here?
Thank you for your respect. I'm glad you told me, Mr. Stiller. It's good to get respect like that. Steve has $11.
Right.
And Courtney has a goose egg. Zero, zilch, nada, niente, nada, zippo. Okay.
You get it together here, Courtney.
That's
or Steve,
right.
you'll be playing with yourself.
Right now, she's got a cycle.
Okay, celebrity bra size, Steve. Here you go. For one. Celebrity bra size of, the lovely Vanessa Williams.
What is 32B?
No, I'm sorry. That is operator error, not Vanessa Williams. My mistake.
That's an incorrect answer?
And what's 32B?
32B, I tell you, it sounds like, what are we playing, Battleship? Hey, Courtney.
It's like olive oil's measurements.
Courtney, your chance to steal.
What's her name? Shelley Duvall.
What is 34C?
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, darling.
There you go. I got it right. It's a 36C. Perfect.
And Steve Singer, you are in control.
Bra size for two.
Now, who would want to see her breasts? Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh.
Let's say 32B.
Same as you guessed on the last one. No.
Courtney?
What is 34B?
Hey. She got one right.
That means she'll be going to the second round. She's fortunate, and you're in control, darling.
Celebrity bra size.
All right, the last question on the board. Meryl Streep.
What is 34C?
She got another one right.
Unbelievable. The lady is not real swift in the other categories, but she knows her brassieres.
All right, now we gotta go to a commercial break. Thank goodness Courtney made the cut here. Mr. Stiller, Mr. Costanza.
Thank you for the respect.
The man who has the pleasure out of fertilizing the fetal soil of...
Fetal soil?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? What kind of sick mind do you have?
Of Ann Mara?
Oh, no. It's fertile soil.
What did I say?
You said fetal soil. It could have been worse. You could have said fecal soil.
Here is Jerry Stiller. What is the score, Jerry?
Steve Singer from Westminster, Maryland, finishes with $22, and we have Courtney now with... $5.
$5,
and that's all she's going to get for now.
All right, we've got to do a break. When we come back, we'll physically force you both to bet it all with the final low-budget Jeopardy, and the good news especially for you, Courtney, because it's a 50-50 chance the category is true or false.
And I want to make sure they're on their best behavior.
All right, stay right there. We'll be... we'll let the music play us out like a real show, and we'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike. 106.7 WJFK.
Yes, yes, but WJFK.
The station with less BS. WJFK.
This is absolutely gross.
fat boy is a P.I.G. pig.
This is some of the lingua franca of the funk business. And people come from miles around with an almost religious devotion to get on down.
Voted by their high school class, most likely to turn celebrity deaths into fabulous cash and prizes. Don and Mike.
Damn, what's that?
Get down, Jerry.
Am I supposed to enjoy that?
It's Coolio.
Coolio. All right, Coolio. Let's all jive and
let
rock,
your, let your
baby.
Body, let your body move to the music.
Let my
body.
Yeah. What? Let my body.
Let your body.
Let my body move to the music. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to get my body in shape and move to the music.
Get down, Jerry.
Yeah, get down.
But you're going to hurt yourself doing that.
Yeah, you got circles?
Hey, Courtney and Steve?
Yeah.
Are you there? Okay, kids, we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy right now, where we physically force you both to bet it all.
Bet it all, yes. It's a gambler's game.
Good luck, because the category here, true or false.
That sun is in my eyes.
Someone is out there closing the blinds, Jerry.
For God's sake, I won't have any retinas left.
That'll be all right in a minute.
Close the blinds. Just close the blinds.
What's he doing?
He's moving his hands up and down them like he's caressing a woman. I'll be all right. I'm a pro. I've worked in some of the biggest theaters in the world.
All right, settle down. Hold on. Here's the category.
I'm sorry. I get agitated.
True or false?
Yes, you do.
And here's the answer. This is either true or false.
Go ahead, Don.
Ringo Starr is operating a fantasy rock and roll camp.
Yes.
A la the fantasy baseball camps.
Oh, you spin the trick question.
You know where guys go and like pay thousands of dollars to put on baseball uniforms and pretend they're baseball players? Well,
he's been a loser since he's done the wine cooler ad.
This is either true or false. Ringo Starr is opening a fantasy rock and roll camp like the fantasy baseball camps where you listen to him speak and you get a jam session. What are you doing?
I think I got a goiter.
For $5,000 a week, okay? That's true or false. And don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
Hi there. I'm Jerry Stiller. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a special souvenir. It's a real Jerry Stiller lock of hair. It's a collection of my hair.
A tuft.
I've been saving my hair for years and years. Ooh. Yeah, it's from my head, my nose, my arms, and my nether regions. It's all my hair, and it's all for you. So take care of it, for Pete's sake. Enjoy my hair. This is Jerry Stiller saying thank you. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, pretty, yes. All right.
I beg pardon.
All right, back to the game now.
Yeah, back to the game. Let's play.
And we want to talk to Courtney first.
Courtney, of course, had a few dollars, and we go to her first. That's what they told me.
All right, Courtney, it's a true or false. Ringo Starr is opening a fantasy rock and roll camp a la fantasy baseball camps. You listen to him speak, and you get a jam session for $5,000 a week.
What is false?
Oh.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. That'll knock you into zero land.
And, hey there, Steve.
Hey.
You can win if you got the right answer.
What is true?
Yeah, that's absolutely... I owe him a ding. Hold on a
Give
second.
Give him a ding. That means that we've got a new champion. His name is Steve Singer.
I thought that would be an easy one, especially since Ringo was the first of the Beatles to waste all this money and do the wine cooler commercials.
A gigantic loser with an L on his forehead.
Well, there he is, Ringo Starr. And hey, Courtney, you too. But don't take it personally. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Don't go away, man. Just go away. And Steve, you get to keep a wad of dough big enough to choke a horse. Here now is Mr. Jerry Stiller from the Vaudeville School.
Vaudeville School.
Way back, he's been an entertainer. Here's Jerry Stiller with your prizes.
I've been an entertainer for years. Don't forget it. And I read these prizes right on the paper.
Yes, just read the prize. Right. And tell Steve about his money.
Oh, of course. Steve, you won a lot of money. You double your score to $22. Then we throw in a bonus, and you get $47. So don't spend it all in one place.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry and LQ.
All right,
a great pleasure.
Now, hold on a second. I've got
that
prizes.
That sounds scrumptious.
I've got prizes for Courtney Neff.
Okay.
You won, darling. When you want to deliver a truly unique birthday gift for that special someone, be sure to call 1-800-FLOWERS. Stop by one of their stores or visit them online. 1-800-FLOWERS' new birthday flower cake is designed to look like a traditional birthday cake. but each one is really a floral arrangement made from fresh flowers instead of cake, darling. Enjoy that, but wait.
That sounds scrumptious.
There's more.
What is that voice?
What voice?
I heard a voice in my head.
I don't hear any voices.
I'm very, very sick.
Who's very, very sick? What the hell is going on?
I didn't hear anything, Jerry.
I'm Major Bill Smith.
Oh, you're playing that old fool you had on the show. I know your game.
Hi, sweetheart.
I know what I know your games, your tricks. You won't trick me?
Okay.
Are you ready, Courtney?
Yeah.
Prize number two. You have won a grilled chicken sandwich made from all white meat, whole breast filet.
Hey.
It's marinated in the perfect blend of seasonings from Wendy's. Way to go, Courtney. I hope you enjoy your sandwich and your flowers.
I will.
All right, and that's it. That's all we have for you.
All right,
that's
thank you.
All.
Thank you, Courtney. And Steve, we'll see you next week, my friend.
Yeah, bye.
All right, kid. Yeah, hold on a second and have a great weekend. Well, Jerry, that's the end of the gag.
That's not the end of me, though.
No.
I know. You will live eternally.
I'll
won't
be
you?
Around forever. I'll outlive all of you.
Sure. All right. Don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Check out my nice fish ass as I'm leaving you.
Pull up those pants.
Goodbye, Jerry.
Wow.
Man. Jerry Stiller. You know, when you were really getting into it at the beginning, I thought you could have like an Uncle Cartoon meltdown there.
Oh, I've had three migraines since we started.
All right. Well, good one. We'll be back. Yes, commercials. Pesky commercials. We'll be right back.
106.7 WJFK.
Dad?
Yes?
Does it ever get better?
Well, Beaver, I wish I could say so, but the fact of the matter is that it gets an awful lot worse before it gets better.
Have you heard? The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hello, my rowdy friends. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara on Westwood One Entertainment. And thank you for listening in Sacramento. Have a great weekend. Listen to Hot Talk 1140 KHTK. Our station in Worcester, Mass. 98.9 XX. That's WXXWFM.
All right.
And we are on in Jacksonville, Florida on Real Radio 106.5. It's time to pick the games.
It's going to be a battle in the NFL tonight.
Yeah, it's time to pick them until they scab and bleed.
All right.
Now we have Randall Cunningham with us. And we have Remy Maitai, Rudy Martsky, who's a workaholic.
Yeah, another one of Rudy's many vacations.
Rudy's in Myrtle Beach, and Bart also. Let me make sure that everybody's there. First, here is, who's this, Barty? Hi, bud.
Hi, Dan.
Are you at the health club?
Mm-hmm.
All right. How'd tennis lesson go today?
Good.
All right. You ready to pick them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on just a second. Daddy needs to talk to our other guys. Hold on a second. Hold on. Now, here he is. From Myrtle Beach, where I'm sure it's somehow work-related, it's Rudy Martsky.
Well, we're out here checking the golf courses, guys, and we're working this a lot of these Major League Baseball playoffs.
Well, you're spending a lot of time in Myrtle Beach, Rudy.
I didn't know that the Myrtle Beach Major League team was in the playoffs, Rudy.
Yeah, they have a Class A team here, and we're just scouting it out for them.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that with all the time you're spending down there, maybe someday your game is going to improve.
Well, Mike, after today's game, another 96, you'll know why. It's the player, not the driver.
Okie doke.
All right, hold on a second, Rudy. Hold on a second. Now, here's the celebrity of this bunch. Here is the great Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
What's up?
A round of applause for Randall.
Randall Cunningham, number 12 from the Philadelphia Eagles, number one on your program. Now he's with TNT.
You got it.
Randall, thank you for joining us. I have some questions for you before we get you here with Rudy and we pick the games.
With Rudy?
Yes, Rudy Martsky.
Rudy hanging in there.
Rudy Martsky. First question. Randall, would you ever go back to the Eagles? I know Rodney Peete is hurt and they signed Mark Rippon, but would you ever, under any circumstance, go back and play?
Yeah, of course.
All right, good. That's a good answer.
Honest answer.
Did your wife tell you that we called for you a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
We had a wonderful conversation with your wife. We called the, you know, I'll tell you where this started. I can't believe that you're not in football. That out of all the teams in football, that somebody would have offered you a job. And somebody shows me an article in the paper that says Randall Cunningham is working at a gravel place, his own business, though, a gravel place in Las Vegas.
You own some sort of stone-cutting, gravel-smashing, what do you own, Randall?
I own a marble and granite company. We do kitchen countertops, cool. Marble flooring, granite flooring, tiles.
We basically install a lot of footage in people's homes.
See, and I didn't understand that you owned the company. And the way that I heard the story was, here's Randall Cunningham. You know, a year ago, he's playing football. Now he's working like Mr. Slate at the Granite Company. We called. We tried to get a hold of you. We spoke to your wife.
I've always been a hard-working guy. I don't mind being blue-collar. I think it's pretty cool. It's just you get down and you get dirty.
All right, now here's another question for you. How mad are you? How mad are you? Who was your last coach there? Richie Kotite?
No, Ray Rhodes.
Last
coach.
Oh, I forgot. But Richie Kotite is the one that you had problems with, right? You and Buddy Ryan got along good.
I basically got along with everybody. It's just that, you know how you guys are in the media. You got to start a little ruckus every once in a while.
Oh, us guys? Hey, don't lump us with the rest of them.
No, we're highly unique media members here.
So okay, you guys are different.
What would it take for you to get back in the NFL, Randall?
Just my heart wanting to go out and play. You know, I would go back and play for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm kind of getting that itch, and I didn't think I would.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because now that you've been in the broadcast booth for a while, you've been doing that pregame show, now that you've had the experience and now that it is your job, is now the time where you're saying, well, maybe I'd really rather be on the field?
Well, you know what? It's really not like that. What it is that when I retired, I decided to retire just to let people know I'm very content in my life and I don't have to play football. I didn't think that I would want to play again. And there's times when I do, and then there's times when I don't want to play. But there's certain situations that I would play in, a backup role in Dallas or San Francisco, a backup role or a starting role down in Atlanta. If Jeff George hits the road, you know, I can see myself coming in there in 5 weeks. And
so you mean you would quit your TV job right on the spot and go?
No. That's why I said in 5 weeks. I got 5 weeks of TV left.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And how do you get up for these games that TNT has? Like this game Sunday night, not the best game of the week, Houston and Cincinnati. What is your perspective? What do you do to get yourself psyched up for that game?
Well, I'm a fan now, and I like the players. You know, I enjoy watching the players. I enjoy watching the Jeff Blakes and the Chris Chandlers, and I enjoy watching the coaches, Jeff Fisher and, of course, Oshula at Cincinnati. It's a great opportunity to see how the strategies actually work when you're watching on television. It's a lot of fun.
Now, when the 5 weeks is up, will you sit back and maybe wait and see what happens, what offers come in, or will you instruct your agent to maybe go out and seek out a football job?
Well, I've already got my agent, Blaine Pollock. He's the same agent that Ricky Waters has.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great person. I'm very happy that, you know, I haven't signed with him, but he's the guy who will do my work if I decide that I want to go back. He's already got fillers out there with teams, and there are teams who want me to go out and play. I'm not at liberty really to get into it, because if the situation doesn't unfold, then it's not a great situation for the team or myself.
I just never understood how come you weren't in football, because you think there are 30 teams, so there's 30 starters.
Yeah, then there's when you realistically look at it, you know, it's not 30 teams. It's like actually 2, 3, or 4 teams. And
No, but hold on, Randall. But really, hold on. There are 30 teams, though, and each team has at least 2 quarterbacks on the roster. So that means 60 guys. You can't tell me that you're not among the 60 best quarterbacks in the country. So how come you're not out there playing, running, doing what you do, going upside down, acting crazy?
It's pretty simple. I retired. I didn't really attack the market. I didn't even know how to attack the market. I'd never been a free agent before. And when I didn't go back to Philly, and then I wanted to sign with the Rams, but when they signed Steve Walsh, which was a great decision, as we're beginning to see, I decided, I had told Brooks, I said, Coach Brooks, if he signed Steve Walsh or one of the guys, I'd probably retire. So a lot of the people in the league just felt that I was content and I don't want to play anymore. But as they see their quarterback situations and as my heart's starting to change, they realize now, hey, Randall's sitting out there and maybe we'll give him a call.
All right, let's bring everybody into the discussion now. We have Randall Cunningham, and we have Bart. That is my son, Randall. And we have Rudy Martsky, who I am not related to in any way.
Neither am I.
We are going to pick the games in the same order that we've been doing. It'll be me, and then Mike, and then Bart, and then Rudy. And we are not allowed any extra chat except the name of our team.
Yes, Randall will be the only individual who can comment on the games. He is our celebrity guest. If anyone else does, you will hear the buzzer, which will indicate that you are talking out of turn.
But before we go, Bart, would you want to say hi to Randall Cunningham?
Hi.
What's up, Big Bart?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure meeting you, champ.
Yeah, yeah, he digs you, Randall.
All right.
He digs you. He especially, I remember one game we watched that we loved watching you play. It was against Green Bay, I think. It was like a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, we got crushed probably, huh?
No. It was the game where you did that move where you jumped up over the air and you...
In the end zone?
Yeah, jumped over guys. Was that Green Bay?
Yeah, I'm still feeling that, too.
Yeah, I like that play.
All right,
let's pick them. Pick them until they scab and bleed. The first game, Carolina at Minnesota. I will take the Carolina Panthers.
Minnesota Vikings.
Panthers.
Minnesota.
And now, Randall, you're the one who gets to tell us why you're picking the team.
Because I think Carolina's in a dilemma right now with the quarterback situation, with Berline getting beat up and Carey getting beat up, and their defense is great, but I still like Minnesota because they got to bounce back.
Did we skip Rudy?
Well, no, Rudy threw his in.
No, I didn't.
No, we skipped. I realize Rudy makes a tremendous impression.
Well, what does that say? I didn't even notice.
Yeah. Rudy said the London Monarch.
who's your pick, Rudy?
Minnesota, very quickly.
Very quickly.
Thank you, Rudy. All right, next. Yes, bud.
Minnesota.
What?
I picked Minnesota.
Why are you changing?
Because Mr. Collins Mr.
Cunningham.
Mr. Cunningham.
That's my man.
All right, here's your next game. It's Atlanta at Detroit. I will take Detroit.
Detroit.
Atlanta.
Detroit. Atlanta.
Now, listen, I wanted to ask my son this, but I'll ask you. Why are you picking Atlanta, for goodness sakes? No Jeff George, Bobby Hebert. That team really stinks like last week's garbage.
Team in turmoil.
I like June Jones. I think he knows what he's doing.
You think the players will... You know, when somebody does that to a player, like what's been done to Jeff George, do the players respond to that? They see the coach being assertive and taking charge. Do they respond to that?
No.
and you wouldn't be picking Atlanta and saying you like June Jones just to get it out there that you like June Jones, would you?
Yeah.
All right.
He's an honest man.
Okay, here's your next game. Green Bay at Chicago. I'll take the Green Bay Packers.
I will also take the Packers.
Green Bay.
And I'll take Green Bay. I'll take the Pack also.
All right, next game. No need for any verbiage there. New England at Baltimore. I will take the, the New England Patriots.
I have to say this. Hi, geez. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
I'll try a chance and pick Baltimore.
And I'm going with those Ravens also. I'm going with the Ravens. My boy Calvin Williams plays for them.
Yeah, you like the Ravens?
That's a tough pick there.
You'd be a good fit with that team. You know, they just got, Vinny Goomba up there.
Hey, you know, Marcia Broda drafted me.
Really?
Yeah.
So that would be another good home for you, Randall.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can hang.
We're out in Baltimore also. Would you like to say something nice about Ted Marcia Broda?
Ted Marcia Broda, thanks, man, getting me a job.
All right, here's your next game. Oakland Raiders at the New York Jets. I will pick the Jets.
Well, we're both out on the limb on that one. Oh, I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn. I will also go with the Jets to win their first.
Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets.
There he is.
Oh, Rudy.
Mr. Timing. Now, Randall, who do you like?
I like the Raiders.
Now, would that again be because you possibly could be linked to the Raiders?
Oh, that would be a negative. I'd be linked to Coach Rich Kotite.
Oh, I got you. That's why you're picking the Raiders. I'm with you. Okay. Next game, Seattle at Miami. I'll take Miami.
Miami.
Seattle.
Rudy.
I'm going with Miami. I'm going with Seattle.
Well, now, why are you going with Seattle? They stink.
Because Chris Warren's about to have an awesome game, and I think Rick Meyer's going to bounce back by going. Are they in Florida?
No, it's yes, it is. It is at Miami.
In Miami.
So he finally gets to play outside again, so I think he's going to go out there, lay on the beach, and have some fun.
I thought who's the other guy? Aren't they going to start the other guy? What's his name? The guy who used to play here?
John Freeze.
Oh, Diga, it doesn't matter.
Freeze.
All right. Here we go. Indianapolis at Buffalo. These are the 4 o'clock games. I will take Indianapolis.
I think the Bills done.
What was that?
I think the Buffalo Bills done.
Oh. Barty, who do you like?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
And I'm going with the Colts also. I'm going with the Colts because Harbaugh is the comeback kid.
Isn't he fun to watch play?
And Marshall Faulk's supposed to be coming back, too.
All right, here's your next game. Jacksonville at New Orleans. I will take the Jags.
New Orleans Saints.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's for me. Barty.
New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Bart. It's not my turn, though.
Well, yeah, and Randall, I can understand.
It's not your fault, Randall. You're trying to help us out with the timing on the show here.
Because normally there is about a 16-second gap between Bart's answer and when Rudy figures out it is his turn to go.
Rudy.
I beg your pardon.
Only 4 seconds, but I'll take Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. All right, here.
Rudy's in his backswing. He's on the course.
Yeah. Now, Randall, when Rudy gives you grades for your studio work on TNT, does he always give you A-minuses?
No, he gives me D+.
Has he, no, Rudy's never given anybody a D, has he, really?
I told Rudy I was a C student.
All right, San Diego, Denver. Next 4 o'clock game, it's at Denver. I will take Denver.
San Diego.
Denver.
And Denver here. And I'm going with Denver and John Elway.
All right, San Francisco at St. Louis. I'll take San Francisco.
I like the Niners.
St. Louis.
Yeah, everybody's the Niners. Yeah, I got to go with my boy Bart. I'm going with St. Louis.
Oh,
in an upset.
Now, hey, Randall, I'm going to have to analyze your urine here for a moment. Why in God's name would you pick St. Louis?
Because I think my man Bart knows what he's talking about.
That's as good a reason as any.
Listen, I got news for you. I love him. He's my son, but he's in last place this year in the picks. So
with no more odor than a hot biscuit, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, now, listen, we have a toll-free line here, 1-800-636-1067. We'll do a phone scan with the limited time we have left in the program.
Excellent.
Your telephone calls along with some celebrity stuff, some celebrity news we got. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, and anybody who couldn't make out, couldn't discern what was happening in the background there with Rudy and Mouse?
Yeah, Buzz was telling me in the hall. Buzz actually crystallized it for me.
This was a great behind-the-scenes moment. Hey, hold on there, my friend. Rudy isn't hip to the Major Bill tapes.
Right.
So as soon as I played the tape, he goes, hello. Rudy thought the lines had been crossed.
Yeah, so, and Rudy mentions to Mouse, I think I'm talking to some guy from Vietnam.
And then Rudy mentioned how great Mouse looked.
Yes, that she looked as good as she's looked in 7 years.
And then she said something to him like, stop it. You know, stop it. And his response was, Jesus Christ.
It's a compliment.
And then he was asking Sal, like, if they were going to watch the playoff games tonight.
Sure, Sal, getting ready for the big night out.
So is that what you, Buzz, were you able to make out any more or less than that?
And what I could add to that is I believe I heard him refer to him as Uncle Sal. So you may want to file that away for future
Uncle Sal. Yeah. Hello.
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 I beg your pardon.
All right. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yeah, I was wondering if you could just tell me who in the Minnesota game, do you remember, who picked the Minnesota game? Who picked Minnesota to win? I missed that part. I came in late on it.
I love this. Listen, this is really important to people.
I picked Minnesota.
You picked Minnesota.
And he's wrong. He's so wrong because Carolina's going to win that game.
This, incidentally, for those of you keeping track at home, is going to be a big swing week for Don and myself.
Because this is when I put more space between Mike and myself because I'm the leader, you know. I'm in first place, you know.
I can't say anything to that. Yes, you are in first place.
I'm in first place 5 weeks into the season.
So who picked what? Wait a minute, I'm talking to you guys.
I'm Don, and he's Mike, and I picked Carolina, and Mike picked... actually, Mike, Bart, Rudy, and Randall Cunningham all picked Minnesota.
God bless them.
I'm the only guy that picked Carolina.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, man.
Because I'm in love with Matt Elliott.
Sure. And
I'm going to be the next Mrs. Matt Elliott.
Oh, man, and that's a difficult job for anyone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
We're going to be married in a giant vat of Vaseline.
And he will take you all over the world introducing you as his bitch.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm a visitor all the way from Reno. I'm back out here east. I wanted to tell you guys that it was important to me to go visit Fairfax where you guys broadcast from, as well as to see the Capitol and the White House. And I got to say, I'm kind of disappointed that when I showed up, you guys were all closed up. I couldn't get in.
Oh, yeah, listen, we always got our doors open. Anytime one of our psycho, scary listeners wants to come by, we normally just leave the back door wide open so you can just come in and take a look around.
What do you think? I'm no psycho.
Yeah, if you come down there in business hours, when the girls at the front desk, you come in and say hello. But, it's after business hours.
Well, I can't. I'm in a class.
Do you understand, though, that we have...
call us when you have it's no
not,
class.
Call it's, when you have no class.
It's not tight as Tupperware, but we have security here.
Oh, okay. Can I say one thing, though?
No.
No. No. See, that's, let me just tell anybody calling the show, that's the easiest way to get hung up on. You should just spurt out whatever it is you want to say.
Yes, and that's your advice for young broadcasters, too. If there's a call that's not going particularly well, and at the very end of the call, the guy has a little bit of a tone in his voice and says he's a little annoyed and says, can I say just one more thing?
Especially if he's a guy who lives in Reno and drives all the way to Washington, D.C., then can't understand it. How come it's 6 o'clock on a Friday night, the front door to the station's locked, and he can't get in. So you don't give him a chance for the last statement.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hello, welcome.
Hey, I was wondering, I mean, you guys sound like you're in the same sort of stage in life, you know, kids and all, and my wife and kids left town, and I don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I want to go out and get in trouble, but then again, I don't.
You know, if you're really looking for advice on what to do, there's a guy that wrote a song a little while back.
Is that right?
Yeah, we couldn't play the whole song on the air. It wasn't suitable for the radio.
Oh, the masturbation song. The masturbation song. I wonder what you're talking about. Sure. I remember now.
He's alone. Everyone's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the celebrity guest that you have picking the games. It's a real great idea because Randall Cunningham, to me, always kind of came across on TV as being real cocky.
Yeah, kind of a dick. I thought he was very nice on our program.
He seemed
though.
Real nice. It was real nice to Bart, which was made quite an impression. A lot of the guests you have on, you know, you really get to see a different side of
them. Well, you know what? I think that they appreciate the relaxed atmosphere, that they come on and they figure out that this is not the sports radio where everything is so goddamn serious all the
and
time.
And he lets his guard down a little bit, and he gave us some real honest answers. And what I took away from that was that, I mean, he really is hot to trot to get back there, especially with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it sounded like it. The guests all seem to figure it out except Rudy.
And that's the charm of it. That's what we love. We we couldn't plan it any better with Rudy being so out of it every week.
That's the best he looked in 7 years.
Jesus Christ! Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was wondering. This is Ben from Sioux City. I was wondering when you guys first started out. What are you guys doing a radio show about the same format as you guys are doing now, or didn't you guys start that until...
Oh, sir, this is a long evolution. No, Mike and I, when we started working together, we were dragging our knuckles on the ground like monkeys. We had to play like 8 records an hour, and we had stupid program directors who told us we had to give time checks all the time, and... this is what we used to sound like when we did a morning zoo show.
Yeah, this is a tape from the show, actually.
So how'd you guys get on this format, then?
We're talking about Debbie Gibson right here.
See that? That's the moment where Don protested and said, we're not going to play records anymore.
And I did like a monkey at the zoo does. I threw my feces at the wall.
That's right. And, you know, they complained and they wanted to suspend us, but then we claimed he was marking our territory.
Like that guy on HBO.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you get a chance to see the new HBO Undercover, just check out the guy that I was really curious about. And I said, man, he doesn't seem that crazy until he showed people the box he lived in and how he had marked his territory with his feces.
But he's not my favorite was the guy who suffers from...
attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, ADD like
or,
I no, do.
A possessive compulsive disorder.
Yes, OCD.
And they drilled a hole in his head. They did brain surgery on this guy.
And they, you know, a couple of months later, they bring him back for his interview to see, you know, if he's really not progressed a lot, but he had managed to talk like this.
Hello, Don and Mike. The good news is, the good news is he no longer compulses on how many times he has to shut a door, but the bad news now is...
his eyes are closed and talk like this all the time.
It is a good idea that I don't have any further surgery.
Two more holes and that guy would be a bowling ball.
Pick him up. If he got obsessive again, you just pick him up like a ball.
Hello, Don and Mike. I had one big hole in his head. Hello.
This is Bob Doyle. I'd like to pick the pros till he's cabin bleed.
All right, Bob. There's his daily call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. You guys going to do your old phone scan show one day?
Yeah.
You know, that's another one of the great ideas that's never really come to fruition.
You have these ideas. You spurt them out, and then they go by the wayside often.
Well, you know what happens, like, with that idea? What happens is, I think, like, the next day we took calls and it didn't go good.
It went beyond not good. It actually
looks like watching a car wreck on the highway. You're going to watch the carnage.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I know that people love it when we have, like, phone scans that don't do good. But imagine, though, it's like, you're right, people slow down for a wreck. But Mike and I are the guys who are inside the car that's on fire.
Yeah, and if we do that for an entire show, we might be the guys sitting in the chair getting our head drilled.
See, the phone scans go better like this, when they're just kind of unannounced and we just come on and do it. If If we did that whole show with phone scans, it would have to be unannounced.
Absolutely.
And I would like to announce now that on Monday's program, because we just haven't had enough sex on the show recently,
mm-hmm.
we'll celebrate Buzz's birthday with not a one-girl show.
Uh-huh.
No.
Not a two-girl show.
Oh, my God.
Not a three-girl show.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Hi, sweetheart.
A four-girl show.
In your studio for your birthday.
Wow. Who will be the recipient? Are you getting it yourself this time?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please. He always says that.
Oh, yes, please.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mother. May I have another?
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. That's Monday.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can I talk to Donna Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, oh, I... Oh, I hate it when that happens. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Don, do you know how to unclog a toilet?
This is a joke.
No,
is this a joke?
No, I have no idea how to unclog a toilet. I just clog it all up.
I can hear the tone in his voice that he is one of the prankster people. There he goes.
There he goes. All right, well, yeah. You know, many comebacks I could have come up with there, but I'm just too busy. It's the end of the week.
That's right. And a lot of all of it involved his teeth.
Hello.
Dennis Murphy plays with himself.
Ah, yes. You know, I just realized something. We always have this problem when it's late in the show on a Friday because these are the weekend people that are lonely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. They'll all be singing that song.
That's right.
Hello.
Yeah. I was listening to you earlier. You was talking about all the television shows and stuff.
You was telling about all the shows? Yes, we was.
Why don't you guys get one? You guys could do a lot.
Well, now listen. Are you a new listener to the show?
Kind of, not really.
Well, now what kind of answer is that?
Well, listen, part-time. I travel a lot.
Now, well, we need a better effort from you, my friend. Because
yes.
If you were a regular listener, you would have heard the abortion 2 years ago. That was our pilot episode with the Fox Broadcasting Network.
Yes, absolutely fantastic. We had negotiations. They wined us. They dined us. And then they said they would pay us $2 an hour.
No, the truth of the matter is, it was a little more than that, but it was ridiculous. They get us for a pilot for Fox Television. They fly us out to California. Really, seriously, they like get us drunk and they get limos and everything.
Yeah, we think this is it. The ship has come in.
We have a show in development with the Fox Network. They send contracts to our attorney. Our attorney called us and said, listen, Kunta Kinte got a better contract than this. They wanted to pay us very seriously. Mm-hmm. They wanted a show that would be on five nights a week.
Right.
They wanted to pay us $200 a week.
Yeah.
And they thought that we would take it because we were like every other stupid disc jockey that ever has been offered a television show before.
It's a desperation contract, and it was one of those things that would have tied us up for 8 years or 9 years or something like that. And we couldn't. It was so bad because we wanted it so badly, but we didn't want it that badly because it really didn't make any sense at all.
Well, I'll find another network to put you on. You know, if that... big Carney woman and that Tempest can get a show, I'm certainly sure you guys could get a show and be
Thank you. And I should have thought of that myself. Somebody bring me a telephone book and I will just start calling the TV stations just get us a show.
Let's go and we'll paint the barn and we'll put on a show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Going to the Kiss show.
What? Yes, I'm going to Kiss on Sunday night. Me and Barn are going.
Okay, you're going to have to make sure now that you stay longer than 30 minutes.
Why?
Because I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to want to stay for the whole show. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Yes?
And I caught the show when they were here, and it was 2 straight hours.
Oh, listen, there's no way. I don't care if it's the best show of my life. I guarantee I won't be there past an hour.
Because when you see Gene flying through the air...
And first off, the show won't start at 8 o'clock. You know, don't they know that my kid is in sixth grade and he's got to get up the next day? The show won't start at 8. It won't start till what? Till like quarter till 9, probably?
Quarter till 9. You will stay there probably till quarter after 9, and then maybe 9:20 at the absolute latest, if you're enjoying yourself.
Well, the show started out here probably figure about 8:15, 8:30.
What is the first song they do?
First song they did was...
They better not be coming out trying to do all new songs.
No, it's all the old stuff.
Good.
All the old stuff.
Good.
And they come out and do 4 encores.
Love Gun. Well, I won't be there for any of them. Calling Dr. Love. Beth. I'll be gone by the time that song is played. I guarantee
it. It was a fantastic show. Flames, the whole works. Yeah. And what you got to keep an eye out for is there's a big, burly gentleman who's dressed all in black in a black ponytail, and he's part of what they call the Pee Patrol.
Oh, you mean he's looking for girls for Gene?
You got it.
That would be the P-U-S-S-Y Patrol?
Yes.
Yes. Here's my question, though. When do they do Muskrat Love?
that would be the... God, he had an aneurysm.
Hello.
So Gene Simmons is still doing that, huh?
Oh, sure he is.
All right.
Well, one thing led to another.
The forces of gravity caused my pants to hit the floor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Dennis Murphy gets it up the butt.
Well, I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, why'd you hang up on me earlier? I need to know how to unclog that toilet.
All right, you loser. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was just curious. Are you sure that there's that many crazies out there? I mean, I was just thinking about your radio show, and I was thinking it's pretty voyeuristic, you know, listening to you guys talk, and so I guess everybody is under the impression that they do know you. So, in your opinion, are there that many crazy people out there?
What is this? What is the? Reform the question, please. What is the question? I didn't understand it.
Okay.
Yes, there are many crazy people out there.
If that is your question, that is an easy answer. There are millions, and guess what? Here's the bulletin. This is the sidelight to the answer that you might not be aware of. You're one of them.
You're calling. You're one of the chosen few.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
You realize that, seriously, of all the people that listen to this show, as a matter of fact, any radio show, all the research shows that, like, only 0.1% of the people that listen ever call.
Oh, really?
It's only your real lunatic fringe that call.
That's it.
With no offense, I'm sure that you're one of the wonderful lunatic fringe.
We cherish that lunatic fringe. We rely on that lunatic fringe.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, I just feel really bad about all these crazy people that call, and they don't make sense.
Why do you feel bad for them?
Well, I don't know. I guess, maybe I should.
Why would you feel bad for somebody who calls a national radio show and says, "Really, Don, I need to know how to unclog my toilet"? Why would you feel bad for somebody like that?
Well, I just feel sorry for them, I guess. Cause
no, don't feel sorry for them. Wish awful things for them.
You feel sorry for us.
That's right. We're the guys that have to take the calls.
This is like Roto-Rooter.
I do feel bad. I feel sorry bad, and I all wish right. that they
okay,
would.
All right. Okay, Mother Teresa.
She's going to be hearing voices in a couple of weeks.
I love Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don. Do you think the Bizarro Jerry was better than the Master of Their Own Domain episode?
Yes, I did, but only because I was such a rabid fan of Bizarro Superman.
I hope they bring back the woman with the big hands. That to me, that made me laugh out loud when they had those meat hooks, and then she's touching his face.
Yeah, except, and I know it was just a gag.
Yes, it was just a stupid gag.
But the camera angles.
You mean you got a little continuity concern with that?
Yeah, just a little bit, and you knew exactly what I was talking
about.
Sure,
like, you mean as far
the
as...
The scene in the restaurant where she appeared to have, like, Vaseline on the lens like the girls on Star Trek used to.
Right.
And then when it was time for the hands in Jerry's face...
It was very clear.
Yeah, he knew that it was not her.
I think he might have done that on purpose.
Hello? Oh, my goodness. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don
welcome,
Mike.
Welcome to the Bizarro Show.
What's up?
Hi.
I gotta say that the Seinfeld with the O'Brien and Murphy's gotta be the best one.
The Seinfeld with O'Brien and Murphy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Who's when they got the limo, when they got into the limo from the airport and he said he was O'Brien with the white supremacist.
All right, okay. Hi, Dynamite Show. The guy's talking about a Jerry Seinfeld show that's like 3 years old. Hello?
Can I speak to Dynamite?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Right.
Can I speak to Buzz then?
I'm here.
Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Sluggish. Is life getting you down? Here are troublemaking friends.
He asked for you, Buzz.
Then try the new beverage sensation, Old Happiness. It'll give you a lift.
Listen, I am not responsible for these calls.
But I'll tell you, your very astute comment a moment ago about the lunatic fringe has been proven true. Yeah.
Don and Mike Show, you are the last caller.
Hi, yes. I was wondering why you could say GD on the air, but you can't say the word for feces.
You know, that is a question that I chew on every night.
Because you would,
I don't know.
Would be more upset about hearing the Lord's name in vain than they would about, you know.
You're goddamn right. I don't know why. Listen, I don't know why. Why is it such a topsy-turvy world?
I don't know.
And if you watch that HBO show on the guys that are crazy, the guy does not say feces. He says feces.
Oh.
Just, you know, another little. I thought I found him simply charming.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the call. All right, goodbye.
That sounds scrumptious.
You're right, Mage. We'll be right back.
Gomera fills time between golf outings. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here they come now. The toe, tap, and touch tone spurt out.
Come in!
Hey, Grandma! You almost forgot!
What big eyes you got!
Yeah, yeah, I know. All right, all right. Big eyes, big eyes. Yeah, yeah, I know. Come on, come on.
Consistently voted the number one radio show in America by Stupid Magazine. It's Don and Mike.
Well, let's welcome now a contributing editor.
Hi, Don.
Stupid Magazine.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm fine. Charlie, you ready for the Charlie interview?
Yes, I am, Don.
What are you laughing about?
Mr. Spiewak told me that the Charlie gets to do an interview, and I'm very excited about it. I really am. And I just got done with all my work that I had to do outside for Mr. Stevens today.
Yeah. I bet you're bushed, aren't you?
I'm bushed. I am bushed.
I see what you've started.
I just cut all the bushes outside.
That's nice, Charlie.
And always Mr. Stevens comes outside, looks at them, and says, Charlie, nice booze.
Did you have fun at Rob's bachelor party?
Oh, nice booze. Wow. I'm ready to do the Charlie interview.
All right, here's the Charlie news story for today. Charlie, it's got to be a 60-second interview.
60 seconds.
Here's your story.
That's a minute.
Headline.
I was going to guess that, Buzz.
Headline, Baltimore.
Headline, Baltimore.
We got a man who hasn't worn shoes for over 20 years.
Wow!
His name is Glenn Workman.
He hasn't worn shoes for 20 years?
His feet are not the calloused mess one might expect.
Uh-huh.
His toes are straight.
What is calloused?
You know those big bumps you have on your feet?
The real thick ones with the dead skin?
Right.
All right.
His toes are straight and spaced apart, in contrast to the bent and squished toes of many people who wear shoes.
I have hammer toes.
He loves walking around barefoot.
Yeah.
Charlie, he hasn't worn shoes for 20 years. Your interview.
I would be in so much trouble. I have so many questions, Don. This is going to be the best Charlie interview ever.
Make sure you give me some music. 60 seconds, please. I got to keep you on a schedule today,
Charlie. What is his name? What is his name?
Glenn.
Do I have to use my grown-up voice?
At the beginning.
All right.
When you tell him you're calling from a radio show.
Yeah, all right.
Charlie Swang, stop a like from.
Well, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Well, hello.
Don, the phone's ringing, but there's still a voice.
I'm very, very sick.
Press the star key.
Hello?
What?
He said he's sick.
Oh, hold on. This is the real guy now.
I'm so confused.
That was just a tape, Charlie.
Oh, my brain.
Necessary. If you're calling about the K2000, K2500 owners group,
oh, God.
Leave a name, address, phone number.
What is this?
I don't know what he's talking about. All I know he doesn't wear shoes.
All right, I got another one for you, Charlie.
All righty, then.
All right, the guy who wears shoes is not there. Here's your next story.
I love the sound of typewriters.
Man, age 85. Still going strong.
Uh-huh.
After being bit by snakes 162 times.
Wow. Man, oh, man, I bet that hurt him.
Yeah.
I bet he wasn't feeling real good after that.
All right, his name is William Hast.
William Hast.
He is the Snake Man.
The Snake Man.
He remains healthy at age 85 because he injects himself every week with venom from 32 deadly snakes.
Oh, my.
And Charlie, you know who had to fight snakes a long time ago?
Who?
Indian squaws.
Squaws!
Hello, this is the Miami Serpentarium Laboratory.
Nice squaw.
Nice squaw.
Thank you so much for
that.
She's not there either.
Hello, my name is Charlie Swang Stabilock, and I'm calling from the Don and Mike Show, and we need to interview the old...
What? Hello? What?
That was a robot man! Yeah. That was a robot man that answered!
Hello?
I'm very, very sick.
Hello?
Hello?
That's Major Bill's tape! I know what you're doing!
I beg pardon?
I beg your pardon?
All right,
I beg your
story.
Pardon?
All right, hold on. I got to find another story
for you. Another story for the Charlie 60-second interview. Otherwise, I got to go back outside and look and say,
all right, here you go.
Nice. Boosh.
All right, this one you're going to love.
Mm-hmm.
Radio station in Pensacola, Florida.
Typewriters!
Radio station in Pensacola, Florida has been calling themselves Macarena 107.3.
Macarena, Macarena. Oh, Macarena!
A Another radio station that's gone all Macarena.
I love the Macarena. I love it. I love it.
You still like that song.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Yes.
It's a number one single for 11 weeks
it's
now.
It's wonderful.
Thanks to people like you.
I love the Macarena. It's so good. Yep. I bet they're calling that radio station to request the Macarena.
All right.
Hold on.
Sure.
Macarena. You take your hand and put it on your butt, and then you shake it all around, and then you cross your arms. Scooby dooby da da ba da ba da ba dooby. Lobby, yabby, 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 yabby,
right. Doobie. I got another one
quick
for you.
Study.
Thank you, Buzz.
Got another story.
That means I'm smart.
Yes, very fast.
Type writers!
Anita Mann sensed that something was amiss the moment her cat's ashes were handed to her.
Cat's? Her cat's ace?
Ashes.
Oh.
Not because it had taken weeks to cremate the cat, or because once the deed was done, the clerk at the cemetery had trouble finding them. No, it was simpler than that.
What does cremate mean?
Oh.
What does cremate mean?
That is when somebody is dead and they turn them into dust.
They turn them into dust? How?
Buzz?
They burn them, Charlie.
Why?
Well, some people just prefer that. They rather
it's economical,
take
Charlie.
Up space in the ground.
They what?
They don't want to take up space in the ground.
Did you say they burn them?
So when a person or an animal dies, they burn them. That's cremation.
They burn them? What do you mean? Burn them up?
Yeah, in a fire. Well, it doesn't hurt.
Charlie, they're dead.
It's
all right, let me try the Macarena station.
Typewriters.
All right, let me try the Macarena station.
How quickly he forgets.
We won't call the guy who has the cat that was burned.
No, that's a bad thing. Well. Burning things up and turning them to dust. That is so mean.
Wow.
Makes me want to puke.
Don't do that.
La 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 la.
No, their number is busy still, Charlie.
Hey, Macarena. It's the best dance and it's the most fun. Old people can do it and so can young people. Ya gaga ba gaga ba gaga ba ga la gaga ba gaga ba gaga ba ga. Ya gaga ba gaga doobie doobie doobie. Hey, Macarena. Charlie, singing the Macarena.
All right.
I like that almost as much as Rico Suave.
I got another one.
My last favorite hit.
Yeah.
Don't fight it.
Patty Jones has mice all over her house.
Oh, my God.
And she's proud of it.
Yeah.
She's the number one Mickey Mouse collector in the world.
Mickey Mouse. I love Mickey Mouse.
Mickey is everywhere in her house. On the wallpaper, the bedspreads, the bathroom scale, the dishes. She even has Mickey Mouse on the bottom of her swimming pool.
Mickey Mouse.
Thousands of Mickey Mouse plates, dishes, pins, figurines, and badges. She wears Mickey t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, slippers, and sandals. She even has Mickey Mouse on her wedding ring.
Mickey Mouse on her wedding ring.
All right.
Do I have to ask the mean Disney questions you always make me ask?
Not until the end.
All right. The last question is, do you know... I have it here somewhere in my papers.
Do you know about the evil Michael Eisner?
And that Disney has a toxic... Waste dump.
The manipulation of America's children.
That they are really evil.
Mm-hmm. But you can talk to them about Mickey Mouse first, Charlie.
All right.
Oh. Your call did not go through.
This is not your day, Charlie. We couldn't get the bare feet guy.
Hey, Macarena.
Couldn't get the Macarena radio station.
Typewriters.
Hello?
Ah, there you go,
yes,
Charlie.
Yes, hello. My name is Charlie Stuang Stabilak. I'm calling. We're on the air at the Don and Mike radio show, and I'd like to interview the Mickey Mouse lady, please. Oh, scary.
All right, you got 60 seconds, Charlie.
Can I interview you about Mickey Mouse?
Certainly.
Are you the Mickey Mouse lady?
I'm the Mickey Mouse lady.
How many Mickey Mouses do you have in your house?
I have thousands and thousands of Mickey Mouses in my house.
Wow. How long have you loved Mickey Mouse?
I loved Mickey Mouse while I've been collecting Mickey for about 28 years.
Wow, those are a lot of Mickeys. Which is your favorite Mickey?
My favorite Mickey. You mean that I have or the favorite style of Mickey?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
Uh-huh.
I like Mickey as the sorcerer.
Do you have Mickey clothes?
I have all kinds of Mickey clothes. I wasn't even counting them in my 10,000 items.
Do you have Mickey tattoos?
No, I don't have Mickey tattoos.
Do you like Disney?
I love Disney.
What do you like most about Disney?
Oh, I like Splash Mountain.
Should I ask the other questions now?
Yes. Wait till your minute is up. You can ask her one more question, Charlie.
Okay. Do you like the food in Disney World? Is it yummy?
Ooh, it's really yummy.
Okay. What's your favorite? Oh, do I ask the question?
Yes, now your 60 seconds are over. Now you got to ask her your preferred question.
Do you know that Disney has a toxic waste dump on the property that is filled with poisonous water and human waste that's open air and can kill people?
Well, it has to go somewhere.
Do you know that Michael Eisner is really a big a-hole?
And, Charlie.
And he is the head of an evil empire.
No, he's the big cheese.
The big cheese. Do you know that Disney has a secret police force that whisks people out of the park if they don't believe in the Disney way?
They're called the Mickey Police.
Do you know that Disney brainwashes their monorail operators and they don't have their own minds and fight if they have facial hair?
That's why they go so fast, whipping down around the park.
You are a very happy lady.
You've tried to break her spirit, haven't you, Charlie?
Yes, I did, but she's very happy. Can you say, I like Charlie?
I like Charlie.
Can you say, I like Charlie Stuart Stavelak?
I didn't understand what you said, but sure I do.
Do you know, say, I like Charlie Stuang Stabilat.
I like Charlie, and I still don't know what you said.
I like Charlie. Stuang.
Duang.
Stabilat. That's great. Do you like the Macarena? Do you like the Macarena?
I bet she does.
Sure do.
Oh, I love the Macarena.
Yeah, all right, sure. Time to wind it up here.
Oh, all right, well, lady, thank you. What's your first name?
Addie.
My name's Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and thank you for coming on the Don and Mike radio show.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great day with all your Mickey Mouses.
Thank you.
Watch out for that mouse.
Goodbye.
All right.
Good job.
Don, I asked all the questions they wrote for me, but she wouldn't get angry.
I know, Charlie.
I'm sorry. I didn't do a good job.
No, you did a great job, Charlie.
I didn't do a good job.
You know what? If you were a bush, Charlie, you know what I'd say? If you were a bush, I'd say,
nice bush. Nice bush.
Okay. Bye, Charlie.
There he goes. He was all wound up.
Oh, we're up on a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
Talk Radio 1047 at WRC. Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
classic concentrations on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great, fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael.
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, first I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred and Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
See, that was us.
The Morning Zoo.
Yeah.
WABA. More jams than Smuckers, more moves than Allied Bands, and more lines than Mob Bell. The Don and Mike Show.
See, we'd had Alex Trebek on our Morning Zoo show,
right?
And then he went to another station in town that's got so few listeners. The first guy that called, he was one of our interns.
That's right.
The second guy that called was Mike. And the third guy that called was me.
Three in a row. I mean, that is exactly how it happened on the air.
Here's a channel check for you. Things are so much better now than they were then. Look, we don't got to get up in the middle of the night to do the show anymore.
And yeah, we're actually awake when we're here.
We got all these stations all across America, like right here at Channel Check, St. Louis, Missouri. The Big 550, KSD, that's our radio station. In Anniston, Alabama, Super Talk 1390, WHMA. I like that. You put the word in super in front of it, it makes it sound better.
Yeah.
And also Jacksonville, Florida, Real Radio 106.5. We will talk to Rudy Martsky. He is a workaholic in this hour. We'll talk to him about TV sports. Buzz Burbank, and happy birthday, Buzz. I haven't mentioned that. Buzz's 48th birthday today.
43, Don.
Celebrated it with a beautiful four-girl show earlier.
That's how the show started today. That's the way you start a radio program.
Yeah. If only every day was Buzz's 48th birthday.
Yes, please.
We will have news with Buzz toe-tapping. Touchstones coming up in this hour. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have to put off the Major Bill Phone Ho Theater until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Also tomorrow we'll be listening to entries in the fourth annual homemade jingle contest.
We've got lots to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and tomorrow we'll call us celebrities with their underpants, underwear of the rich and famous.
Good.
That will be tomorrow. Today is Monday, the 7th of October, and it's the, I always remember that movie with Jill Clayburgh, where she was the, Justice. She was one of the judges. First Monday in October.
You know, Jill Clayburgh always had that. She always had that nose that kind of looked like she had a runny nose.
A runny nose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She was one of those celebrities. There must have been a lack of a beautiful leading lady at the time that she somehow rose and was the number one leading lady for a while.
Yeah, and she's a good, solid actress, but yeah. I mean,
She's movie of the week material. She's made for TV movie, that's what she is.
But not really easy on the eye.
No, she's one of those, she's like a Susan Lucci type.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although, I guess she's better than Susan Lucci, but you know what I mean, the kind of woman who, I love it when someone like Susan Lucci gets on TV and they say, So, Erica Kane from All My Children, what are you doing besides the soap opera? And she says, well, I've just wrapped two very exciting movies.
Yeah.
And then you realize that they're not really movies. No,
they're those TV movies.
One will be on USA Network and one will be on Lifetime.
Right.
Not real movies.
Yeah, it's like the movies that Judith Light does. You know, it's the same type of thing.
Watch it with Judith Light.
Well, that's right. You like Judith Light.
I love that coffee cake hair she has.
She was all over the place. You know, when you watch Regis and Kathy Lee and then you watch Rosie O'Donnell, you can see the same guests, really, on the same. One had Judith Light, and the other one had the kid from Roseanne who's going to play on that TV movie with
him. And if you want to see them all, then watch the morning news shows, because that's how it goes. They're on the day, they're on the CBS show, then they go over to Regis and Kathy Lee.
And I would tell you, I have to throw you a compliment and say, because was it Friday, you were talking about Rosie O'Donnell, and you were talking about how you soured on Rosie O'Donnell, and I was arguing with you, saying, hey, I think it's nice, it's a breath of fresh air, and I swear to God, I turn on the show today, and it's beyond sucking up to her guests that she's doing. She went beyond it today.
Yeah.
It was every single guest, and it was, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And she, you're right, she is overdoing.
That's a nice little ploy you can use once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That Tom Cruise thing, that worked well for her.
Yeah, yeah.
But she does it every day on the show. Every day talking about what she has to eat on the show.
I hope somebody gives her the heads up on that, because she's funny, and she's got that little bitter side to her that's very funny. And she really, I mean, she just went over the top with it today. Every single guest she had Madeline Kahn on. And the first 5 minutes was back and forth. I love you. No, but I love you. I tell you are a diva, Madeline Kahn says to her. And then she says, oh, I have loved you forever.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell's a diva, yeah. She's a big diva.
But I hope she...
She got a big diva in her pants.
Why don't you call her personally and give her the heads up on not sucking up to her guests.
Yeah, go, hi, Rosie. Listen, it's me, a hyperactive disc jockey who watches television 20 hours a day. I watch your show. Watch it. Watch it. You're burning out. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys are saying it's Buzz's 48th birthday. He's only 43.
Yeah.
Nope, 40, today 40. Today is Buzz's 48th birthday.
No, Don, it's 43.
Is that right, Buzz?
Yeah, it's 43.
Happy
today.
48th birthday to Buzz Burbank.
We're just going on the script that we're working off of here.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Bye-bye. See ya. And happy birthday to you, Buzz, on
Thank
the birthday
you.
List also.
Thank you.
With June Allison, Al Martino.
Yeah. I just chuckle whenever I hear June Allison's
name.
I'm
very proud to share.
Yeah, we all know what product she's famous for.
Desmond Tutu.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver North. Hey, how's that big radio show and go? Bah! How's that radio show? I screwed that up, didn't I?
How's that big radio show and going?
You think you'd be heaping big radio announcer, huh? We cook them your ass.
Way to go.
Oliver North, John Mellencamp, one of the beautiful Lander sisters.
Which one? No, it's yes. Yeah, wait, it's Judy today.
And who believes, yeah, you got it right. Yeah. Who believes she's 35? Like that's her IQ, maybe.
They're sensitive about that, Judy, but Judy still looks 35. She still looks 35.
Toni Braxton today also.
They are hot ladies.
The cast of Friends has finally signed their new contracts. They have agreed to a contract that will pay them $75,000 an episode this year. That's twice what they had been paid by the end of the last year. The contract, they'll each make $120,000.
How much, you know, doesn't Cosby, like, make $500,000 an episode?
But he's so much funnier than Friends,
some
Mike.
Some obscene amount of money.
Cosby's worth it, man. Remember, you can't spell suck without CBS. Is that the lamest network, really? Is that the lamest network?
For my taste and your taste, yeah, but they're actually the network gaining the most viewers this season.
Oh, I watch them all the time. I do. I watch a lot of their stuff. Haven't I been a CBS viewer for in the past? Like some of the things that I've watched that you'll be all over me about.
Well, you watch the TV movie. Haven't you watched like Touched by an Angel or something
no,
like that?
No, I never watched Touched by an Angel, but I did watch. They'll put on one of those TV movies that I get hooked on once in a while. And I something about those TV movies. Remember, I was telling you about the Mary Tyler Moore one with James Garner that they were running on HBO. Something about them that I like. I just hate sitting through those pesky commercials.
Jury selection. Here we go. Jury selection has formally begun in a Michigan murder trial. Oh, this is the Jenny Jones story?
Yes,
is that what this is,
right.
Buzz?
Uh-huh.
The guy who's accused of killing another guy who appeared with him on Jenny Jones is going under trial now. Because remember, the guy got on the show and said, listen, I want to announce this. I have a crush on this guy.
Right.
And the guy who had the crush on was so destroyed by this that he killed the guy.
Yeah, right.
Police say that he shot him 3 days later, convinced he was humiliated and he was afraid people would think he's gay. Well, that trial is finally happening today.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken 9 years, but Harry Hamlin says he's now, only just now, getting over being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Oh, yes, it's been very troublesome for Harry.
Harry Hamlin says that ruined his hopes of being seen as a serious actor. Now, are you listening to me, Harry? Here's what happened. You're on a show, you're on LA Law, and you're like everybody else on TV. Hey, I'm Mr. Big Shot.
Right.
I got to go to the movies. Why don't you ask Mr. David Caruso about that move?
Yeah.
I swear to God, if anybody ever gave us a television show, mm-hmm. we would never say a word to anybody.
No way.
We'd take the show, we'd sit in the trailer, we'd eat the food, we'd come out, we'd say our lines. We wouldn't be looking to be in movies or be rock stars or anything else.
Yeah, now you see David Caruso come crawling back, trying to get Stephen Bochco to wave that little clause in the contract. Yeah. You know, Bochco, you got to hand it to. With that, yeah, you go make your movies. We don't want to see you back here until 1998.
And whatever you do, don't let him back on NYPD Blue.
No, mm-hmm. that's not going to happen.
You keep him out of there.
Jimmy Smits and Sipowicz, you know, what's his name?
They got some good chemistry there.
For Dennis Franz.
Dennis Franz, they're perfect together.
Great Hello. Chemistry.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
Okay, turn my radio down.
Big knob to the left, please.
But I got a great time waster.
What?
A couple weeks ago, last week, you guys were talking about time wasting. You did a skit about pressing your eyes and all the things you did.
Yeah, right. Ted Turner.
We did a skit.
That's when I had to hang up on that guy. That's when that call became a waste of time.
We did a skit.
Yeah, we're doing a skit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I keep going because all the phones are ringing. You know, they're ringing right off the hook. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hi. Well, you were on the subject of Disney and those Nazis over there in Disney. I've got a great story for you.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, I was in Disneyland and went to one of those stupid parades through downtown Disney.
Oh, they got a parade. They got a parade. Right. They got
Main
the
Street.
Michael Eisner passed a kidney stone parade.
Man.
You know, we sold our 1 millionth doll of the day parade.
Man,
there's a little kid who's puking in Cinderella's playground parade today.
Get the puke. Exactly. Get the puke and put it in a crystal vase and we'll have a parade.
And one of the characters, it was either Chip or Dale, got run over by one of the floats.
Really?
He was frolicking around and not watching where he or she, I don't know who was in there.
Roadkill. Seriously hurt?
Gushing everywhere. It was horrible.
Oh, really? You mean like blood?
Blood and everything. Ooh. That poor person in the costume, the head twisted around.
Ouch.
It was a big, big mess, and I thought, finally, they're going to be in the news. They're going to be all over the place.
These are the Disney 25th anniversary stories that we like hearing.
Well.
Well, I thought this is at least is going to get some sort of mention in the paper.
But it didn't, did it?
Nothing.
Well, this is for you.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story. And you tell it so well with such enthusiasm.
That's for you.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Bye. All right.
Chipperdale bleeding profusely.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I just wanted to call and tell Don and Mike that I'm happy that they're back on the air in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and I finally got my fix back. I was going through DTs there listening to Jolly Ollie.
Are we on in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
On what station?
WLAS.
Jacksonville, North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
No way. That station canceled this. Here's what happened. The station was sold, and the owner decided that he wanted to have Oliver North on his station, even though Oliver North has taken it up the butt and couldn't get a ratings point if his life depended on it.
Right. I agree. But what happened is no one was listening to Jolly Ollie, and they turned around and put you back on the air.
How could that happen? And we don't know about that.
I don't know
how that could happen. That's Westwood One.
Do we still have their number? Can we call down there and find out if we're still on down there?
Well,
I mean, we're back on down there?
Listen.
We don't know about that.
Can you hear it?
Do we still have their number? Can we call down there and find out if we're still on there?
Really? Now, see, if that happened, that station should have to call and ask to come back on the network.
Yeah. Well, we could also be being duped here. This could be from another part of the country, but it sounds sincere. Are you really from Jacksonville, North Carolina?
I sure am.
Where do you live down there?
You mean my address?
No, well, what town do you live in?
Jacksonville, North Carolina.
And what's the biggest thing about Jacksonville, North Carolina?
The Marine Corps base
down
here.
All right. I think he's legit.
Yeah. All right, we believe you. Okay, thank you. All right, let's call him up.
A legitimate radio station would never pirate a syndicated satellite radio program,
and just
would
pop
it?
Us back on because maybe they
had nothing else to play in that time period.
Or maybe somebody else from Jacksonville, North Carolina can call us. Because, see, now it's confusing. Because the whole time we were on in Jacksonville, North Carolina, people would hear us say Jacksonville. They go, oh, you're on in Jacksonville, because they thought that it was the big Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not on in Jacksonville, North Carolina, as far as I know, but we are on in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, we are.
Right. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to get on the line with Don and Mike, tell him some news about Leslie Nielsen.
News about what, son?
About Leslie Nielsen.
How old would you be?
16.
You've got to be at least 18 to call the show.
Okay.
It's an adult program.
Okay.
All right. Call back in the year 1998. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Right.
Listen, did you all watch the debate at all last night?
Where do you live?
I'm sorry?
Where do you live?
College Park.
Oh, College Park, Maryland?
Yeah.
We already talked about the debates.
We're on every day in College Park, Maryland. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to talk to Don real quick.
Are you eating something?
Oh, no, I'm on a cordless phone. I guess my beard's scratching. Yeah.
Your beard's scratching. Okay, you're not, like, sucking on a fireball or anything.
No, right? I was walking.